And now, the Morning Sedition Radio Theater Company players bring you their production of The Shadow Government.
When last we left Mark, he had discovered that Crawford Ranch was nothing but Hollywood film scenery. So he headed for Los Angeles to find the film company, the mysterious Inauguration Studios.
People wonder why they call it the City of Angels. Maybe it's because it's full of so many lost souls. I staked out Inauguration Studios and watched them all come and go. All those wannabes with crazier dreams of success and Paul Wolfowitz staring at a brand new Atlas. That's when I saw him. Oh my God, he walked right out of the studio. The robe, the beard. Was I the only one who saw this? It was Osama bin Laden.
Well, okay, if the executives reconsider, let me know.
Hold it right there, enemy of America!
This again, on top of everything else. Look, whoever you are, I'm not Osama bin Laden. You're only the 100th guy who's asked, okay?
Yeah, sure. That's what they all say. All those bin Ladens.
Look, I'm going to reach slowly into my pocket now and show you my studio ID. I'm an actor, okay?
It says your name is Tommy Friendly.
My real name is Rajay Srinivasan from India. I just play Osama bin Laden for Inauguration Studios. Well, I used to.
What are you talking about? I haven't seen you.
Well, certainly you have. Video clips, photographs, anytime you see a villain for a movie or a documentary or a news program. 3 years ago, I was the hottest actor in Hollywood. Now I can't get arrested in this town.
You mean they're making propaganda
well,
in that...
Well, of course I can get arrested in this town, God knows. Try mailing a package when you're dressed like this.
You mean they're making propaganda in that studio?
Well, the client prefers to call it news.
So why aren't you working anymore?
Who knows? It's Hollywood. I once got fired from a commercial because I didn't look enough like a fruit roll-up.
I've got to hear what's going on. Can you get me in there?
And I lost 30 pounds for that part. I'll get you in. Oh, yes, sure. Just go down into this drain here. Follow this river of sewage, and when you come up, you're in the programming department.
Okay, thanks. Boy, all these actors trying to break into a studio, and it turns out you just have to swim through a mile of slime. I found myself in an air duct, looking through a vent at a meeting of executives. All of a sudden, into the meeting walks Michael Powell. Maybe he'd lead me to his dad.
Gentlemen, I call the corporate media conspiracy to order. Now, gentlemen, as you know, my employer wishes to have a new villain to overshadow Osama bin Laden. Someone the public can really despise, so let's hear your pitches.
How about the King of Saudi Arabia? They've got a pretty awful record of human rights abuses.
For reasons I am not at liberty to disclose, my employer does not wish to trouble the Saudi ruling family. Other ideas?
King Matswani III of Swaziland? He shops for $50 million jets while his people live in huts.
Is Swaziland any kind of threat to us?
Well, we could say they're building a really dangerous spear.
That's pathetic, Larry. Oh, we need another Saddam Hussein. We got to attack him when he hadn't even done anything to us. Remember when he had all those British hostages during the first Gulf War? He tried to be charming with this one kid on camera, and the boy just twitched like a paralyzed rabbit. God, he was a good villain.
Mr. Powell, something doesn't smell right.
Well, of course not. We're writing propaganda.
No, I mean something in the room.
Yeah, it's like sewage. I think it's coming from that vent.
Uh-oh. I'll call the janitor later.
That was close. Just gotta hold still and not give myself away.
Is that a cell phone?
Damn it.
Hey, Mark, this is Blanche. Your assistant slash dog walker slash clean.
Blanche, why do you have to call now?
Hey, there's somebody in there.
I got nowhere to go. Gotta kick out the vent and take this thing head on.
All right, you guys. This is a .44 Magnum, so nobody move. Powell, you and I are clearing out of here together.
Well, I wouldn't do that if I were you, Marin.
Why not? What could you do to me?
Well, I am in charge of the FCC. I could order your producer to end this episode right now.
Oh, yeah, sure, right. I'd like to see...
Why does the government want to make everyone forget about bin Laden? Why hasn't Mark changed the ringtone on his cell phone? And why would a sewer connect to an air vent? Isn't that just bad architecture? Find out next time when we hear Mark say...
Blanche! They're coming for me!
I want to talk about our relationship!
That's next time on The Shadow Government. And stay tuned later for Morning Sedition Radio Theater's production of The World Yet to Come. Travel with us to the far, far future, all the way to the year 1997. Men fly about in jetpacks. Diseases have all been cured. Mutant androids have seized Brazil. And a woman named Ellen DeGeneres becomes the first openly gay woman to have her own sitcom. Let's see what Mark Riley and Mark Maron are talking about in this strange and distant world.
So, you want to catch a movie or something?
Nah, I don't think that's a good idea.
Why not?
Because we're not even going to meet each other for another 7 years.
Oh, yeah. Then what are you doing in my house?
Hey, that's my stereo!
That's coming up later on Morning Sedition Radio Theater.